I hope everyone had a wonderful and safe New Year. But although most of us are back hard at work, the holidays aren't quite over. January 7th is Serbian Christmas. Many newcomers to Amador County don't know the significance, but it's a long-standing tradition in these parts. The Serbian-American community is one of the oldest here in Amador County, arriving in the later part of the gold rush to work in the deep pit mines. Many of our oldest Amador families are descended from these Serbian pioneers. St. Sava's, the beautiful white Serbian Orthodox church on Jackson Gate Road that one sees off to the left as one drives down Highway 49 into Jackson, is the oldest Serbian Orthodox church in the United States, the mother church here in this country. The Serbs use the old Julian calendar rather than our modern Gregorian calendar, so for them Christmas Day falls on January 7th. Traditionally, Serbian Christmas Eve and Christmas Day are punctuated by gunfire, as the men fire off their guns to announce the birth of the Lord. Not too long ago, many of our prominent local citizens would fire off their shotguns and rifles after morning services from the steps of St. Sava's, then drive in a caravan through the streets of Jackson to the city hall, firing off their guns along the way and shouting, Hristos Serod, Christ is born, or Vaistinu Serodi, indeed he is born. Then it would be on to a day of visiting each other's homes and feasting on barbecued goat, lamb, sarma, which are cabbage rolls, kabasica, Serbian sausage, pavitica, Serbian nut bread, and other goodies. Why the gunfire? It's an American version of an old Serbian custom. Just like everywhere, Christmas in Serbia is full of customs and rituals. One involved the head of the household sending a male member of the family to go to the well to fetch water for the Christmas bread. When the bringer of the water came back to the front of the house with the water, he would fire his gun to announce his arrival. Here in Amador County, one of the great traditions of Serbian Christmas, as in the old country, is that each household holds an open house for Christmas. A century ago, it took 3 days to attend all the open houses here in Amador County during Serbian Christmas. In the days before telephones or email, the opening gunshots were to tell everyone that the homes were now open for visiting. And when the visitors arrived, in an echo of the old Serbian custom, the male visitors would fire off their guns to announce their arrival. The tradition of the Yule log, called the Badnjak, is one of the oldest and strongest of the old Serbian Christmas customs, and it, too, came to Amador County. On Christmas Eve, or Badnjidan, the head of the household brings the Badnjak across the threshold, calling Dobro veče I čestitkam Badnjiman, good evening and a happy Christmas Eve. Those carrying the Yule log are then sprinkled with wheat and ceremoniously greeted Dao bo kobra sretni I čestiti. May God give all that is good, may we be happy and honored. Then as the Yule log burns in the fireplace, the head of the household sprinkles it with wheat, wine, and oil, offering prayers for the happiness, peace, health, and prosperity of his family. On Christmas Day, the first visitor to the house, after announcing his arrival with gunshots, would stir up the fire with a branch of the Yule log, wishing God's richest blessings on the family. There would always be a full crowd around the food tables, which were laden with preznjak, cheese bread, čeznika, the Christmas bread, baked with a coin in it for the lucky person to find, kabasica, a leg of roast pork or lamb or some barbecued goat, sarma, kraut, which is cabbage, and barbecued ribs. For dessert, you could select apple strudel, pavitica, baklava, and all sorts of traditional cookies. Another Christmas tradition was based on St. Nicol, whom we all love as St. Nicholas or Santa Claus. St. Nicholas, who in real life was an Orthodox bishop in the ancient city of Myra in what is now Turkey back in the 4th century A.D., is the family or patron saint of many Amador Serbian-American families. By Serbian tradition, St. Nicol would throw bags of silver coins on the porches of poor people so they wouldn't have to sell their children, daughters in particular. So on Serbian Christmas, young Serbian girls would run to the front and back of porches to discover that St. Nicol had visited and left silver coins on the porches. And this tradition continues to this day among many Amador County Serbian-American families. So, this is Steve Muni wishing you all a very happy and Serbian Christmas, or as our Serbian-American neighbors would say, Mir Božić.